Blog Talk Radio.
Hunniger, Hussies, Port Arms, Half Right, Goose, Unlock, Rifle, Prepare to Fire, Ready, Aim, Fire!
What you hear, what you say. Welcome to the episode of Tony Talk. These guys can stop fucking around with that stuff. Yeah. You know, tonight is gonna be one of the
Hey, you guys hear me? What do you hear? What do you say? I thought I heard a voice, but it wasn't a voice. It sounded like a dead guy. But dead guys don't talk on a phone. I have the unfortunate privilege to host the show while I'm sick. So if you hear me shit my pants or throw up, it's only just sharing my love and paying tribute to the late, great Pupo Lagazzi. So now, I don't like to fuck around much, but Tony's dead. Pastor Ken's dead. There are things that are happening here that we don't know about. But we're going to figure out what happened. But how they died, why they died, when they died, who they died, and what color they dyed their pubes. Here's the thing. We usually have people that call in and ask Tony questions here, but tonight we cannot do this. Tonight I had to hire a very special psychic, if you will. He'll be calling in momentarily. Alfonso, who took one of the classes from my good friend Kelly Kelleher. She got in touch with him, and he became a a C-O-C-K, if you will. It's that stands for, it looks like it says cuck, but it stands for clairvoyant, oracle, compassionate, kaleidoscopic, psychic. If you want to learn more about Kelly Keller, check out Haunted Healings. Buy a book on Amazon. Do it. Don't be stoned out about it. Tony tries to have sex with her. It ain't good. When he was alive, of course. And I see John Glubney just came into the chat room. John Glubney, I want to congratulate you on your bar mitzvah. Mazel tov. We got some words of wisdom coming in tonight. So if you guys want to call in and talk about your memories with Tony, please do so. But right now we're going to hear from BBF. Not on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here is the owner, the operator, and the director of God's Rainbow Ministries. My name is Mr. Benjamin Lucifer Fontaine III.
Hey,
and I sent this recording in here.
So I can fucking talk on here.
I sent this recording live from Mr. Tony Gaga's bathroom.
It's not live if it's not a recording, you fucking
You see,
idiot.
We lost a great man this week. And a wonderful woman.
I'm alive.
But she wasn't a woman.
I'm alive.
More like a little girl.
Yeah.
And not wonderful. More like a whiny, mentally disabled, delayed little girl by the name of Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman here.
Yeah, that's good.
And
that's
in order
good.
To pay homage, if you will, to Mr. Poopa Lagazzi, Clara Bell, Tony Gaga,
you.
And Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman, I'll be singing a live rendition of Ave Maria.
Stick your Ave
right
Ave
here,
Maria up your
live.
Fucking
from Tony Gaga's bathroom. Please sit back and enjoy. Yes! Nigel.
Don't fucking mute me.
Give me the microphone.
Don't fucking mute me. You fucking idiot.
Hello?
Hello?
A. So that was a nice song. I wonder what Tony said about this whole thing. I wonder what he would say about the beautiful recordings of BBF's voice in the background, this thing, and all this other stuff. You know, I really wish you people would call in with a lot of things, many things, memories of Tony. You know, we can talk about Tony. I have some memories of Tony that I'll share with you. And, you know, if you guys got questions, please refer over to my friend here, Alfonso. Alfonso.
Hello, Sal. How are your balls, darling?
Hey, they're good. They're good. How are yours?
They're amazing. Darlings, let me just tell you, Kelly Kelleher, my darling friend, has bestowed upon me her magic powers for the night. And whatever questions you need to ask, I'm sorry, I'm going to puke. Hold that thought. Okay. whoever wants to talk to the dead, fucking call in and ask me. I'm all fucked up. I can't do the bit.
And with that thought, I'm going to pick up a phone call for area code 856. Fucking 856. You are unmuted and fucking unmuted, and please talk. Let's talk about Tony.
Yeah, you look here, man. Just... Yeah, look here, man. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. This is a crazy show tonight. I want to say goodbye to Tony, who has been an adversary of mine, who has been nothing but a piece of fat dog shit as far as I'm concerned. But let me say this, man. Let me say this. You know what? I appreciate you hosting the show tonight, man. You are my hero, man. You are my hero, Sal, and your sister. I love your sister, too. So let me say this, man. Let me say this, you fucking cocksuckers. Let me say this, man. Tony Talk was a prick, man.
It's true.
Tony was a fat, worthless piece of dog shit, in my opinion, man. He had a lot of jobs over the years, right? He had a lot of jobs recently, right? But he didn't keep those jobs, right? Because he was nothing but a worthless piece of shit, man.
This is true.
So I want to say this to Tony.
Very
rest
true.
In peace in hell. I know he's down. He's down in the dungeon, man. He's down in the dark dungeon where we don't want to go. I may end up down there someday. I don't know. I hope not. You may end up down there someday. We all may end up down there someday, man. But the bottom line is, rest in peace, Tony. Now, as far as Pastor Ken, I don't know if he's dead. I've been trying to call him for the past, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, man. He's not picking up his phone, man. So maybe he might be dead, man. And that's all I'm going to say. You can put me on hold. I want to listen to the show. You know, I love you, brother. Thank you for doing the show. You are number one, man. There we go.
Hey, Leroy, thank you. Thank you so much, my friend. And I do appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate you, man. I'm going to keep on drinking. I got some Ripple here. Jet, come on, man. Bring it over here. Yeah, I got you. And my wife is bringing this. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. You can go on with your show, man. I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to interrupt. You know, it's a lot more than me, man. Hey, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, this guy. I love Leroy, but he's always getting in the fights. In the name of God, of course. You know, so I did receive an audio clip of a person. I believe it's one of the ways that people think that Pastor Ken died. You know, I don't know. You guys listen to this and tell me what you think. This was sent to me. This was sent to me.
Ben and I decided that y'all were, and it's what y'all wanted. It's what happened, and this is just how it's going to be. Computer, so that's how it goes. So
yeah,
goodbye. This is the last time you'll be hearing from him or me.
Great, fucking idiot.
Just heard you, stupid.
You should be putting me in a fucking.
You had to fuck it up. You had to fuck it up. They just fucking heard you. You're so up those people's ass.
And I died.
That sounded like that Tony Fattata beating the shit out of Ken. Very strange, very strange. Actually, I'm getting some noises in the background here. Can you guys hear anything happening in the background?
This is getting fucking retarded now.
It's just getting weird here.
You guys got to fucking come up with something, you know. Because,
like I was trying to say.
This is getting stupid. It's getting old and the party's fucking over.
We got a nice bit.
Bring me on the air.
That we're gonna
everybody already knows I'm not dead.
We're going to do a nice bit here without, you know, if there was somebody's voice at the other side of the phone. Yeah. That was weird. I don't know. But we do have a recording from our good friend, Mr. Rico Martini, who later on will be reading the eulogy written by Pastor Veal. So here's a nice little send-off for Rico, and then we'll go take more numbers.
Now, you want to put me on a fucking phone now and stop it? I hear a little microphone. I hear a little thing going.
Hello?
Boop, boop, boop. Like that.
A message from Rico Ramosito.
Yeah. So you guys can stop being fucking retarded people.
And, I want to chat to everybody.
Come here!
A story about how I meet Tony Gagar and Pastor Ken during this tribute show, because these guys fucking died. I was going to sing Amazing Grace, but instead I'm going to just talk to these people on this record message. Okay. So this... this is how I meet the motherfuckers.
Music. Of course, it's going to be... Yes,
I shook somebody's dick. Pastor Ken do the death again, and Tony Gaga died this time, too.
I'm not dead!
This hurt to me very much, because I know these are two motherfuckers. I meet Tony Gaga when he drunk at an alley bar and tried to do sex to me. He tried to pay to me a meatball soup with a ragu. I said no, because he has the fat stomach and little dick, and not be able to fit in my tight asshole. And I no gay at the time.
You are a fucking fat.
Well, I met a Pastor Ken when I was a younger man. I remember to him when I met him outside of Taco and Tattoo Chop.
Hello.
He was in a Jimmy Pilkington truck when he drive to me and say, hello, my friend.
Get the fuck out.
My name is Kenneth Mary Lou Pishmans, and I own a tattoo shops.
Get the fucking around.
I say to him, they're nice, and I go to buy a tacos, but I have no money for a tacos because I give to the monies to my girlfriend with the big teeth.
Yeah, she's not a fucking liar.
This is all very true.
Not a fucking liar.
So he say to me, I pay for the tacos, and if you need the monies, I hire you at my tattoo shop to sell the sex toys and the dick sock machines and the masturbation huts. I say, okay. He say, okay, okay, okay. I worked to there for 3 days, and he said to me, Dan Garza, that was my name at the time.
I hung up.
Or they call me Grande Garcito. He said, Dan Garza, how is your girlfriend with the big teeth? I said to him, she good, but I want to marry to her. But I'm not gonna afford a wedding. He said to me, okay, okay, okay. I said to him, thank you, my friend, I bury a state. Motherfucker, sorry, I read the wrong thing. Oh, sorry. He said to me, okay, okay, okay. I give to you the monies and you don't have to pay it to me back. He tell to me, he is your friend and he helped to me. I bury a sight. Then he say, you don't have to pay me the monies, but you pay it to me with a yeast cum in my mouth.
You are fucking disgusting.
I said to him,
I
said, what is this yeast cum in your mouth?
I fucking wish it is.
He said to me, give to me your dick and I show you.
Come on!
I said, no! But he said he fired to me. And I feel scared to be a poor. So I do it anyway. So give to me a dick sock.
When I'm on mute and when I'm not on mute.
Then he put a Freddy Krueger dildo to my asshole. I did the yeast cum in his mouth and he said to me, I is Mr. Sock, but now I Mr. Fuck. He take a Freddy Krueger dildo that inside my asshole, he move it to the side and then he stick a yeast and for his dildo up my asshole too. He make to Freddy and Jason dildos a fight inside my asshole. Then he say, as he pull out the Freddy, Jason wins. So he throw a Freddy dildo to the floor. And then he say, choo choo choo. Dick sock 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 sock. Choo choo choo. Dick sock 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 sock. Then I become the gay because of him. And I lose my girlfriend with the big tits. And this is how I meet to him, and now he dead. Thank you for the time in remembering a Tony Gagar and a Pastor Ken who are both dick sock motherfuckers. Thank you. This is a true story, by the way, but thank to you.
Very, very important, very touching story. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to go take some more calls.
And he put me on a fucking put me on a fucking live mic so I can say something to people because I'm not a fucking dead guy. Dead guys don't talk on fucking phones. They don't even have phones, you fucking retarded back.
Yeah. 443. I'm picking you up right now.
What's going on? How's it going?
Hey.
I need some advice, Uncle Sal.
Yeah, sure. What's the question, my friend?
All right, so not gonna lie, I'm going through a lot of shit, and I'm also talking to this Asian broad. And you got any tips?
Yeah. Fuck her in the slant. She'll like it.
Thank you, Uncle Sal, and tell Craig that I said hello.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in. It's you don't have any memories of Tony that you'd like to share, well, would you?
Yeah, I would. So I guess I'd like to give a little bit of history on the Clairvelle thing. So I think BBF called Tony Clairvelle back in like 2017, 2018.
Yes,
and
he did.
At that point, I just took it off and. For some reason, Tony's pissed about it, but honestly, she took it as a compliment. You know, I love the fat ass. You know, he's my Uncle Tony, and yeah, I just hope he's doing well.
This is very, very true. This is very true, and I think that the reason why.
Oh, wow.
You hear back?
You know, if you're gonna do a fucking a show about me, let me come on the fucking
noise.
In, because now you guys are. I'm not even upset with you fucking idiots.
This is
I'm not even upset. It's old. It's old now. Not even funny no more.
I hear noises. It's weird. It's
fucking
weird.
Retard.
Well, thank you. thank you for the call, the nostalgia. We're gonna go to some other things here. All right.
All right, man. Peace.
That was good. Next call is Willow Talk, not to be mistaken with Willow Cock. It's good. Go ahead, Willow Talk.
Oh, thank you for. I'm heartbroken by the news that Tony's gone. I only started calling into the show, but, you know, he really, you know, touched my heart with the broadcast. It's such a shame that he passed on.
It is. It's absolutely terrible. It's it makes me sad. And I feel like if Tony was alive right now, as if he was like in the background screaming, sometimes I hear his voice. It's just that I miss him so much.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm in, you know,
right
in England.
I'm right here.
You
guys can't hear me.
We
shout. Stop fucking crying like a girl and fucking answer me.
We prefer to use the
hello.
We prefer to use the term walk on peacefully because we don't like to imagine them resting. So we say R.I.P. We say W.O.P. So
R.I.P. And you know what? Listen, Willow, just cry. Let it all out, my friend. Just cry.
Crying. Yeah, just fucking cry like a girl. Pretend I'm not here. Take me off of fucking you. Take me off of you. So I can have a conversation with this fucking crying Willow.
W.O.P. Wherever you are, walk on.
I'm right there. You fucking...
If you could put me back on mute, I'd love to pay my respects.
Yes, Willow, and thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very sad indeed. Very sad. You know, it's not good. It's sad. As a matter of fact, I prepared a eulogy here for Tony myself. You know... I just prepared this. It's just really something sad. And the eulogy goes like this. The eulogy goes, when you die, you are dead. That's it.
I know who's up to this shit.
Your
mother should have raised you better than be a fucking cunt. Little fucking asshole.
Anyway, we're going to go
to fuck
calls.
Up. You're not a kid no more. Fucking wet in toilet paper and thrown it out the window.
So, yeah, we got
to
take more
calls. That's you used to do, you fucking degenerate fuck.
So 757 is coming on the air right now. I don't know. I keep getting these interferences. Tommy, do you hear things or what is that? I don't know. 757, in the words of my good friend Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
You're going to steal my fucking shit.
Hey, Sal.
Hey.
You're going to steal my fucking...
Well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry you're sick, Sal, and I hope you get better.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I guess I'd call in and talk a little bit about Tony. I used to look up to him, and I used to look at him as a friend, but he became a major asshole.
Are you fucking... I'm an asshole now.
And,
everybody just talk shit.
I'm
about
hearing
Tony.
Farting.
Tony
someone's
the asshole.
Farting, and they're making the farts come out and making it sound like it's someone speaking. Can you do something about
farts.
That, Sal?
I hear farts. I don't know. I hear them, but I'm trying to shut them down.
Okay. Yeah. He was really disrespectful to everyone. He went and deleted all of his old shows. And he read Dabo's number out on the air.
No, you fucking idiot. She remembering me. She's remembering me.
The farting sounds are going.
You fucking.
I'm sorry.
I'm continue. Hearing the farting.
We had some dead air.
Yep.
So go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. I finally had enough, so decided that it was time to go pay him a visit. I went up to Boston, my private jet, and then I found him, and he said he was going to fuck me in the ass.
Oh.
And, I wasn't having any of that. I had to teach him a lesson.
You are a fucking lying son of a bitch. I never said I was going to fuck you in your fucking ass. Put me on the fucking phone with this son of a bitch, because you said that I fucked him in the ass. And I never fucked him in a fucking
I'm hearing
ass.
The farting again, and I heard someone call me a guy.
You fucking son of a bitch.
I'm kidding, really.
It's okay. It's okay. I fixed the signal. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that reminds me. This is my favorite memory of Tony. I remember that little pig squealing and begging for mercy. I ripped him limb from limb.
You psychotic fucking weirdo.
Yes,
fucking
I am a psychotic fucking weirdo.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is what happens to people who piss me off. They have to deal with the demon queen. And I made it quick enough to be efficient.
Yes.
But long enough for it to last.
Very
it
good.
Was heaven for me. And it was hell for him.
Well,
so, Poopalagazi, rest in piss, you fat, disgusting, farting, pile of shit. I hope you enjoyed a little anal bash going on there. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your future as you are so together with Peachy, and what's it, Cadillac Joe, and Ken.
Ah, Joe was a good guy. You fucking shut him up, bitch.
Peach style.
He was my friend. Just because he raised a fucking deviant little fucking asshole who I want to beat the fuck out of. You
Cadillac Joe,
that
abusive, he was an abusive piece of shit. For those who don't know, I heard he was a pedophile, He used to do a lot of dick sucks, Tony.
Yes, he
so
did.
I hope they're having a fun reunion down there. And when the Dano Bash is over,
I'm going to resurrect Tony so I can repeat the process over and over again.
That was a good caller. That was a very good caller. They did not sound like they were a hyena. I don't know. I think someone would have mentioned that. 561, I'm bringing you on the air.
Oh. Oh,
hello.
Shalom, Mr. Sal. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Donnie Baby. I almost called you Donnie. That must be a mistake. I must be sick or something.
Fuck. I hope you feel better, brother.
I appreciate that.
I got to say, first I'll speak on Kenny. I'm not surprised that he's deceased. The man made love to equestrian horses and took a horse cock. I don't think that's what killed him, but I think he was killed by Farrar. I can't prove that, but we did hear him getting beaten. Farrar has been known to put hands on Kenny. So now Kenny is in the big stable in the sky, or maybe not in the sky, maybe down below, but whatever. It's all good. And so, you know, Kenny's died many times. You know, Tel Aviv in 86, he died, and he's died many times and been munged back to death or back to life. I don't know, man. I think this might be the real death. I don't think Kenny's coming back unless, you know, Farrar mungs him back to life, and I don't think he's going to this time, because I think him and Victor have finally tied the knot, and Kenny is out the picture. So, Kenny, wherever you are, I just want to say okay, 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 okay. As far as Tony goes, I don't really know what happened to Tony. Does anyone know?
I heard he died of a diabetic complication after he went to the R-dash anal bash buffet, where him and Ken both ate a lot of things that they should not have eaten.
Well, that sounds like Tony. And you know, if I know Tony like I think I do, or did, past tense, I would
not
say
a fucking
this.
Lying piece
somewhere,
of shit.
Somewhere
not a fucking
in the
lying
world, in heaven or hell, Tony is now calling me a nigger. I know it. I can hear him just saying nigger right now, just nigger, 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 nigger. I can hear it.
I can hear it.
So I know I'm doing the right thing by calling in and paying respect to that fat, blubber, filled piece of shit motherfucker whose sister is a whore and smells like shit and has, you know, tuna fish vagina that all the cats run to and eat. Tuna fish, you know, they smell that shit and they come because she opens her legs up and it's just a matter of time till them cats are just feasting on that snatch. But I got a little out of character there. I'm sorry. But anyway, you know, Tony was never nice to me. He was not a good friend. He had a lot of flagellants, problems with farting. He was racist, and you know, he had a little dick, a micro dick, if you will. Everyone knew it except him. He claimed he had a hog. It was 12 inches long. We all know that was bullshit. We talked to many of his ladies that he tried to fuck, but his dick was too small.
So
instead of giving dick, he started sucking dick, and that's how him and Ken got linked up. But anyway, I'm sorry. What's up, brother? What were you going to say?
Nothing. Joseph Arapa says in the chat room that he thinks he heard a little girl scream. Did you hear a little girl scream?
I did hear something. I'm not sure if it was a youngster. I don't know if Dr. Peter Paul is on the
fucking
line.
Fucking answer me. Yeah, I'm a little
but
fucking
Peter
girl.
Paul, you know, he has that that chant for all the little girls and shit. But I didn't hear that. I didn't hear any of that type of stuff.
No,
Peter Paul, I think, is actually running a church right now, so I don't think it was him, but. You know, I did hear something. I don't know what it was. It was probably a fart, though. Probably a high-pitched fart.
It may have been. Hey, you got time? We got another guy calling in here. I believe this guy's name is Jim, J-O-I-M.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, bring him on. Bring him on.
Yeah, let's bring him on real quick. And then, you know what I'm going to do after I get to Jim on the phone?
I think I'm going to call up Tony Furtado to see what really happened with this Ken guy. You know?
Amen, brother.
Amen. Jim, you're on the air with Sal and DC2.
Hello, Sal.
Hello, this guy.
Hey, how are you?
He's a fucking liar, piece of shit. That's what he is, this fucking guy.
I'm sad, Sal. Tony was my main squeeze. He was my gym partner. And I do mean emphasis on partner, as in he was my bottom.
Oh, my. How romantic.
Very sweet.
Everybody wants to fuck me here. I want that. This is all this whole thing would be, is that Tony wants to get fucked in the ass thing.
There is some kind of loud, obnoxious noise. What is that?
I don't know. Let's all be silent for a moment to hear what this is all about. I don't know. You guys tell me if you hear something.
Hear something. Hear me. The guy that you're fucking talking shit about, you let me sit here talking shit about me. Laughing like a bunch of fucking hyenas. You hear me? I know you fucking hear me.
I did hear a high-pitched squeak. I heard like a little squeak, like a little rat, like a little squeaking noise.
Like a little bunch of mice or something. Mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to reveal a quick story about Tony before you get to your next
part.
Oh, my goodness. It's so sad. It was the weekend of after Thanksgiving. And me and Tony, we went to the gym in the morning. It was about 6 a.m. in the morning. And Tony, he couldn't get his gym shorts on.
Oh.
So I tried to help him. Then he ripped his shorts. And then he got embarrassed because everybody saw his tiny little dick.
Yep.
But then
that's
a true story.
Amen.
But then I told him, Tony, no one should ever judge you for having a tiny dick. You should
dick.
Be proud of
it. Got a bunch of fucking jealous fucking weirdos who want to see it and suck it and put it up their ass. You fucking pieces of shit. You can hear me, you fucking idiots. I hear you laughing like fucking
naive. Oh, no. I'm going to miss him, Sal. I can't do this. You can put me back on mute.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Sounds like an army of mice are on the line or something. Like they're eating through the cord.
I don't know. I should have paid my blog talking bill. Jim, you're the best. Thank you for calling. And hats up for Jim. Hats up for Jim.
That was a very, very moving story, I have to say. Tony would be moved to hear it, probably moved to a bowel movement, if you will. But very, very sweet story. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. DC, you got time for another call? Because I got a 111 that's been sitting there doing.
Oh yeah, bring them on, brother. We got to celebrate the life of these. Well, Tony wasn't a horse fucker, but Kenny was. So one horse fucker and one not. One fat boy and then one Jewish guy with a swastika. Amen. Praise be.
Hey, all right. Well, 111, I'm gonna bring you on the air. You might have to talk to my friend DC2 for a little bit because I might have to throw up. But go ahead.
Oh.
Hello, I am Honey Badger Longfellow, cousin of the late Shiny Longfellow. I wanted to ask Mrs. Longfellow to call in and speak about the loss of Tony, as she was supposed to be betrothed unto him, even though she was way too young and beautiful for a man like him.
Weird fucking family. A weird fucking family. The wife's a fucking weirdo. The husband was a fucking weirdo. And this guy's a fucking weirdo. He wants to fuck
his ass. Miss Longfeather, if you listen to the show, please call in. I would love to hear what you have to say about Tony Gaga and his passing. I know he was trying to have relations with you, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Or maybe, sir, I don't know. I've never seen you. But, you know, I know he was trying to have sexual relations with you and you were, you know, saying no. And Ken was saying, okay. And then, but, you know, whatever. That's neither here nor there. I think that she should call in and share her memories of that fat, ragu-eating, despicable motherfucker.
Donnie, I'm fucking disappointed in you. Yeah, you...
I can almost hear that fat motherfucker yelling at me right now, telling me how disappointed he is, and you know, call me a nigger and fart and shit, and you know, you guys know what he does. He eats and farts and burps and shits in the tub and you know throws up and tries for his inhaler. You know what he does. It's what he does. What he did. He's now dead. He's now sleeping with the fishes, buried much like Mary Lou Fishman. To be munged up at a later date. Amen.
Amen. So where are you, caller? I think the caller dropped. They hung up or something. I don't know. That was very strange. Very strange indeed.
Yeah, they wanted Mrs. Longfeather to call in, share her experience with that fat tub of shit. But I don't think that she's going to. Amen.
This is true. Now, you know, Tony has been a great guy doing the show for us, and it's mostly because of us paying him for his likeness for the Danger Smooth comic book that's going to be coming out. It's going to be good. Yeah, I mean, you know, Goldfish is going to be there. People like Johnny Longfeather is going to be in that book. You're going to... Yeah, I mean, even Alfonso makes an appearance. Oh, my God. He's very excited about it.
Oh, Alfonso.
Yeah, he's here. He's one of those guys there. He's a psychic for the night. You know, Kelly helped us out with that. Hey, listen, I'm thinking, let's call Tony Frittata up, Donnie, and we'll see what's going on with that, with Ken, or how Ken died. We should do that.
All right. I'm sure Ferrara's gonna lie, but you know, guys should be fucking a douche, not be kids.
Everybody's a fucking kid now. Everybody wants to make.
You know, it's crazy. I can almost hear Tony talking about fucking little kids right now, and it's weird because I didn't think it was a pedophile, but it's like I can hear that fat motherfucker talking about fucking little kids, man. That's disgusting.
I never said fucking
Tony
kids.
Is, you know, that's not right. You know, and I just want to say, when he was on Earth, he was not fucking kids, as far as I'm concerned. But you know, maybe now he's dead, he's gonna try to fuck kids in the afterlife. I don't know. You know, I just I just have a voice in my head. It's Tony telling me he likes to fuck kids, and I just it's disgraceful. I'm sorry, Sal. It just hit me. You know, I didn't mean to take the show down that road of children. But I could hear Tony talking about fucking kids in my head, and I had to say it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. It happens. I'm trying to call Tony F, but it seems like the phone is not working. It says could not dial out. I don't understand what's going on with this.
I wonder if the ghost of Tony has entered the chat, if you will.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Fried chicken. Yeah.
Hey there, you reached me. I'm not in right now, so guess what? Leave your name, your number, and I'll get back
right
in contact
now.
Contact. Blah, let's try that one over again.
Hello. Tony, this is Tony Gaga. I hear your voicemail. There's two fucking stonards just call you. They're saying I'm dead. They're saying I'm fucking dead like they do to Ken, and they're not answering me on the radio show. So if you could,
I don't know. I keep hearing static in the line. It was really weird. Really, really weird. Actually, I believe this is another call here. They're returning the call. They're returning the call. Hang on a second. Is this Tony F?
Yes, it's me, you dumb faggot.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey!
How dare you call my house when I'm trying to bunk Kenny back to life after he shot him?
I knew it! I told you that Farrar killed Kenny!
Yes,
Farrar
me.
Killed Kenny!
And guess what, you stupid little nigger? You're next. I'm going to lynch you with your car.
He says it on the air, but he doesn't get you out that. Real good.
Ooh,
show.
What's that? That sounds hot.
Fucking punk!
Oh.
You fucking punk! You fucking
it's
idiot.
A mouse. There's a lot of mice on the line that are chewing through, and you want to fuck a mouse? Fraud, you a disgusting motherfucker. You disgraceful.
I'll
you
fuck
a disgraceful
anything.
Pig.
I'm going to put
you
all
pig.
Those mice. Right
there. I know.
Boss
Hogg. Hey,
Boss Hogg.
Your mother sure is the better than your
Boss
fucking
Hogg.
Cunt.
Hey, you're around
me. Fucking asshole.
I'm going to fall in your enclosure and I'm going to make sure to
you're
shoot you again.
You're not a kid no more. Fucking wet and
Boss
Hogg,
you need a card wrangler.
It's
out that's
the
what you need. You motherfucking card wrangler to follow
you
around because you're a hardy motherfucker.
Hey, Sal, if you're still listening, your sister's going to be next. I'm going to give you HIV and I'm going to give BB, where is that Foghorn Leghorn? I want to get him on. Now. Do it now. Or I'm going to report the show and have it taken down.
Did you bury Kenny in the front lawn? Where's Kenny? Where did you bury the body? Hurrah! Talk to me, you fat motherfucker.
I buried him at Diamonds and Staples.
Why'd you bury him there, man? You got that's a long ride for fucking... Put him in the front lawn, then you could dig him up, mung him, and all that shit in the front lawn.
Well, I figured since it's a perfect place to bury him, since he got fucked by horses.
Well, that
it reminds me.
Hey!
I have to dress up as a horse and fuck Kenny.
Hello!
I hear something.
Hey!
Hey.
That high-pitched noise, man! That high-pitched noise is annoying as fuck. It's like Tony.
I think that's banjo too.
That sounds like
no, that ain't banjo. That ain't banjo.
Well, I have banjo too. Well, you motherfuckers can do about it.
You are a disgrace, and we need to hang up on you because you are very disgraceful. You understand
you
me?
Hang up on me. You get Foghorn Leghorn. You tell him that Fontaine Enterprises and GRM are going to belong to me.
You
that's why I shot Kenny.
I'll never go back on the show again. You can have it. I will never go on the show again.
Grover Washington, wherever you are, I told you that fat motherfucker took banjo. I told you. I knew it. I knew that Farrar was behind the detection. Farrar took banjo too,
that's
man.
Right.
And killed banjo too, that evil motherfucker.
Well, it's not like banjo was my first victim.
You a nasty motherfucker,
hundreds
Boss Hogg, you a nasty stinky
motherfucker. You know your little chihuahua, Mitch?
I'm not dead.
You know where he is?
I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
And Mark and Sparkles, you're going to be shoved up my ass. I'm going to shove everyone. And I know that dumb little he-she. Crybaby asked me, and here's some cat. I killed that thing too.
Hey. You fucking hyena! You fucking hyena! Hang up on that fucking hyena! Put me on the phone, you motherfucker! You fucking idiot!
Yeah.
Fucking retarded fucking people! I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up. I'm getting with fucking retarded people.
Delicious ice.
Spill my fucking water!
Al, are you still on the line, man?
Yeah, I'm
still. No, this is my show now.
Boss Talk, shut the fuck up. Boss Talk, go dig up Kenny and fuck his ass. Listen, I'm trying to talk to a man here. I'm not talking to your greasy, stank bitch ass. So, Sal.
Yeah, yes.
Is there any way that you could get, like, this like, 25-mouse gangbang off the line? Because I keep hearing all this screeching and squealing and shit. It sounds like Tony getting fucked in a pig pen by Tony Farrar.
It did sound like that. It's, I don't know. It's just an interference here. It's really strange. Very, very strange. I don't know. Very strange.
They're awful.
But, yeah, let's
you
want to
read the... Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. Well, what was this that you were asking me?
Well, I know that someone had, I think Rico mentioned, as he would word it, a eulogy. He mentioned that there would be a eulogy at some point of the show. I didn't know if he was going to read that or if he was going to call back in and read the eulogy.
Yes, actually, Rico did read the eulogy, and he's going to sit here and he's going to read it to you. He's going to read it right now. I do have a recording of Rico reading the eulogy, whatever he said it was.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, this is Rico, and... And I was told to be asked to read a eulogy from Passoville about Tony Fattara and Ken Pishman. From Passoville, he said the first thing to know about Ken Pishman was that he was gay. The first mm-hmm. thing to know about Tony Gaga was that he was a fat.
Amen.
The exact same Ken Pishman.
Well, restore this. I hope I run into him.
Tony
you
Gaga.
Motherfucker someday. But, I said, you wouldn't be laughing and fucking around and giggling like a fucking hyena. I hope I run into you, fuck, someday.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, it'll be the worst fucking day of your life.
You cannot fucking fight on prime time TV. But in the end, it didn't matter. Tony died fatter than ever, and Ken died after injuries sustained helping out over 100 people in a homeless shelter in a way that passers wouldn't even think of doing. He has sucked 100 penises for an hour. That's
that
what he said.
Like
he said we will miss Kenny, and we send our best.
You guys want me dead, fucking
darling Tony F.
Okay.
We will.
This is what it feels like.
Miss Tony, and the way
he's like to do. Something for me. Come back on the show. Well, I guess if I'm not, fuck you.
Or the way he acted like a jovial patrachach to us, perhaps even Evoli in my center, too fat to have a kids sit on his lap. Because there will be hollow in a suffocation with the combines of a fat roll the size of the crank guy. We will miss a Tony singing with Andy the chorus of a dying cats everywhere. We will miss a Tony Gagar.
You're a fucking retired person.
Lovable.
You can hear me. You guys are fucking laughing.
Messy,
you're a fucking retarded person.
Face 24 feet under.
You fucking retarded person. Put me on a line. Fucking
what
idiot. Jason, this is your fucking stupid bullshit. Like you do all the fucking time.
You told me to do the fucking show, and I'm trying to...
Oh.
That was very sad. Very, very sad.
Oh. I'm so emotional right now. That was a very moving eulogy. Oh. I'm definitely not going to miss Kenny. But I'll miss Kenny a little bit. A little tiny bit, like a little bit, like a little nub, like his, like Tony's penis. I'm going to miss him that much. Oh.
Well, that was a good Yugogali, whatever the fuck he said it was. thank you, Rico. And for some reason, I think that there was a girl screaming in the background. I think it was coming from outside. Oh, wait a minute. This just in now. Oh, hey, Donnie, I'm going to send you what it says to me. Someone just sent this in an email about the death of Tony Gaga.
All right, brother. I had to get myself together. I was very emotional after that eulogy. Woo! Lord have mercy. God gave me the strength.
I cried so much that I thought I had to take a shit. It was very intense.
It was very moving. It was very moving. It made my bowels loose. Yeah, where are you sending this to?
I'm going to send this to BDD3 at fuck.com. It's weird. It's weird. Oh, black.
Oh, that's my email. You sent it to my email?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, brother. Go ahead and read this real quick.
It's a sick rumor.
Would you like me to repeat it on the air or no?
You can once it gets sent to you.
Okay, brother.
Very sad. Very sad.
Hmm. I hope it's not the one I heard about the horse and the gerbil, because that was a Richard Gere rumor back in the 90s, I think.
No. This one's about something else. I think you should read right now. I just sent it to you, and it sounds like something he would do. You know.
Okay, let me see here. Let me open up the old email real quick here. Oh. You really think he did this?
I don't know.
It does sound like Tony.
It does. It does sound like this. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, so essentially, as Higgins used to say, what this email says is that Tony is not really dead. He faked his death to take all the attention away from the passing of Mr. John Longfeather. And honestly, that shit seems right up Tony's alley, just like the alley bar. Amen. God bless. Hallelujah. Praise be. Amen.
It does. That sounds accurate. You know, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to put on a caller. Maybe you can talk to them.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure I'm going to puke or not. So 111, here you are on the line.
All right, brother.
111, you're on the line with Sal and Donnie Baby.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling to Hong Kong. I was once called Tony years ago, and he called me bad T-word. And I was thinking about putting curse on his mother. Then I put curse on him. Now you say he's not dead. So I will put the curse back on his mother. She will burn in hell again.
His mother's dead, though, so maybe she just put it on him.
Dead, you fucking idiot. You fucking
fiend. I will tell you, that woman will burn in hell.
I hope I find you.
Like a baby.
I find you motherfucker. I'll kick your fucking ass from one side of the fucking planet to the other. You fucking cock-sucking fucking chink.
Where are you?
You're a fucking chump.
I'm right here, brother. I'm listening. I'm right here. I'm listening. Amen.
So I want to make sure she's born like a fried rib. Fried pork chop.
I love ribs, man. Ribs are good, so I'm down with that.
He's not dead. He's mother born in hell.
All right. I feel you, brother.
I put Chinese clothes on her. She's frying like fried rice.
I'll pray to Abdul.
Thank you for your call, my friend.
Thank you.
He's very angry. Very angry.
He's a very angry Chinaman. What do you think Pony would have said to him if he heard all this?
I don't know, but I know the word chink would have been said.
It probably would have been said. Donnie, do you think there's any truth to what's going on with Pupo Lagazzi, with him faking his death?
You know, I've been hearing these weird noises and shit the whole show, and we know he has access to... Lord have mercy.
That was Jesus
fucking Christ, man. That was horrible. Oh, my God, I'm having nightmares. Did you all hear that shit?
That
was Tony-esque. Is Tony crawling up in your bowels, Sal? Is he making you go, upstairs and downstairs, or just upstairs, brother?
He's just upstairs. I'm trying to hold my shit together. Fuck.
All right, brother. To your original question before you threw up the Eastern Seaboard, I think that Pony is probably not dead, and I think he is the only one that has access to the line. And like I said before, there's been a lot of screeching. It sounded like a 25-mouse gangbang going on, and that sounds like Tony to me. I think the man is alive. I do think Kenny is dead. Kenny, for the record, is dead for the 427th time, but I do not think Tony is dead. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, with that, what I'm going to do is I don't want to end the show early. But I think I'm going to have to, considering half the Atlantic Ocean is in this catch basin that I have here, due to the fact of me being very ill.
Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you doing a show at all. The people needed it. The two deaths in the, well, not really in our family. It's kind of like extended retarded family.
Glad you tore up. Glad you fucking puke everywhere.
And I bet if that fat motherfucker was on the line right now, he would be talking shit about you being sick. And I wouldn't appreciate that very much if that fat motherfucker was making fun of you for being sick. Because he's sick all the time. He a fat motherfucker.
It would be absolutely unbecoming of him. But DC, too, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. And I think I have one more person I need to bring on the line, but let me let you go momentarily, okay, my friend?
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on, Sal. You a good man. You a righteous man. Amen. Praise be. Hallelujah. Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much. That was DC2, everybody. And apparently it seems like this is true. This is actually true. I can't believe this. I'm reading it now. Tony Gaga, Tony, Maron. I can't believe this, what I'm reading right here. Carla.
And with this mistake that I just found out about, I think I should bring Tony on the air to tell everybody that he's not dead.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you this whole fucking time that I'm not dead.
Hey. Listen, I thought you were dead. What the fuck are you doing lying to people, pretending that you're dead for?
I'm not fucking lying.
I want to know what happened here, but I'm going to have to tell you, we're out of time.
We're not out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Took over the fucking show.
I want to thank everybody
who
tuned in tonight
for
the memorial show.
You're a fucking
Tony Gagarel, a.k.a.
Tony, shut your fat ass
Clarabelle,
up, you fat motherfucker.
A.k.a.
Kick my ass.
Pupa Lagazzi.
Ragu-eating fat motherfucker.
A.k.a.
You evil demon-sweet motherfucker.
The Stromboli. A.k.a. Mr. Fuck himself. Because that's what he does.
Oh, you a nasty motherfucker, man.
Because nobody
you
else wants to fuck him. Vic Pulitos, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go throw up now.
You and that little donkey.
Maron.
I don't even know what to say to you. So fuck up, man. I don't even know what to say to you, man. You a disgusting motherfucker. Lying about
being
dead. Who lied about
being dead
besides Kennedy? Only Kennedy does that type of shit, man. I gotta take a piss. Everyone in here is an idiot. Enjoy.
Hey, ball. Ball. You are a fucking evil demon, motherfucker. I'm not doing it.
You should have went on a death diet, Tony. That's the only way you're ever going to lose weight. I'm telling you, I call it the Crypt Keeper diet, man. You got to go on that shit to lose that weight.
You sent me so many of your crooked short dick pictures, it made me sick.
Oh,
no, I didn't. No, I didn't send you a dick picture. They were so small, it looked like a thumb. No.
You got a light switch dick, Tony.
You sound like a fucking guy. You are probably a guy. I'm not. You're a transvestite guy.
Light switch dick, Tony.
I am a woman. Yeah, you sound like a woman. You sound like a woman with balls and a dick. I'm a lady. You don't sound like a lady. You sound like a witch.
Miss Longfeather, can you hear me at all? Am I still on the line?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm a Negro.
So has Tony been trying to give you that little shrimp cocktail dick?
He keeps trying to send me dick pictures. No, but it looks like somebody's thumb. LeBron, when he was a newborn, had a bigger thing than Tony's wiener. Tony's wiener looks like somebody's thumb.
Light switch Tony. Light switch Tony, baby. You got that light switch penis.
Okay, so now I'm getting annoyed. You guys are saying I'm dead, and now how can I be dead and sending dick pictures? And
you hate your own death, you dumb motherfucker. It ain't hard to figure out. You don't need to be a Mets candidate to figure this shit out, you fat motherfucker. You fake your death.
I did not fake.
So everybody feel sorry for you and do a memorial show like we just did, like a bunch of dumb motherfuckers. Now you got all the attention you want. Now you back on the air. Surprise, nigga.
That was Sal. That was patient.
So thanks, Sal, Tony. Say thank you to Sal for giving you attention.
Who the fuck is this now?
This is your old boy, Tommy.
And you better be nice to Tommy, Tony. He'll put two in your head and call it a night, motherfucker.
Two in the head, one in the chest.
What I want to know, Tommy, is, what do you want?
You need your inhaler? You need your inhaler, Tony?
I don't fucking need it. I can't find it.
Of course
I had water.
You bitch. You bitch, Tony.
Water,
with titties. You got titties, Tony. You got titties and a little dick.
My
you got more titties than dick, Tony.
But I have pecs. And you are not a good friend. And we're going to fucking talk about this later. Because you
let's just talk about
fresh.
It now, Slim. Let's just
you're
talk about it now, right now, Slim.
You're being fresh. You're being fresh. And then you guys were playing... Yeah, disrespecting the taps. Disrespecting the taps on the fucking, on the thing with the 21 gun salute, and those guys were shitting themselves, making fart noises.
You know who I want to hear from? I want to hear from Grover Washington. Grover, if you're listening, could you call in real quick? I would like to ask a question to Grover Washington. If he could come on the line, please.
Baby dick. I wonder if... Baby dick.
Baby dick.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's probably Jason.
Light
probably
switch.
Baby dick.
That sounds like Grover Washington.
Grover? Is that you?
Hello?
Hello, this is Grover Washington.
Grover! My man, did you hear? Oh, I'm trying to fuck Grover. Not now, Grover. Did you hear what happened to Banjo too?
Not a fucking blackout.
Somebody told me that it was determined that Pastor Ken and Farrar took him and put him on the asshole again. Is that true?
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, see, what happened was Farrar and Kenny. You know, they were using them as like a double-sided dildo in each other's assholes, and he suffocated, okay? Yeah, and Deuce died, man. We lost Deuce. You're going to have to get another one, man. It's going to have to be number three. We'll call him Trey. We'll call him Trey. The new one. We'll call him Trey.
You're going to talk over me now.
I'm going to have to go back to that veterans hospital and get them to reassign me a new...
homeless motherfucker.
Raccoon.
Hey. I'll get Clarence to burn down that motherfucker's house for that shit.
Excuse me of doing some kind of a veterans fraud. I'm not a fraud. Not my fault. The raccoons keep disappearing. You know how long it takes to train a raccoon to become a friend of a Negro?
You guys, come on this show. You ignore me the whole time.
No, man, listen. I was there the first time we lost Banjo. You was real emotional. And I was emotional for you. And now we find out that Deuce suffered the same fate as Uno? That's crazy, man. You're going to have to keep Trey away from Kenny and Farrar's dwelling. Amen.
It's dangerous to be in San Antonio with those guys. I would never go there.
So you
try to stuff everything in an asshole. Everything. You know, Kenny once tried
to
shove a mask.
My inhaler. What?
Oh. No, I was going to say, Kenny tried to have Farrar drive the masturbation hut up his asshole one time, man. Your asshole isn't made for cars. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not dead.
Baby dick.
Fuck you.
Tony.
Somebody said baby dick.
That's Tony's nickname, apparently. I call him Light Switch Dick.
It's not. You guys lied and said I was dead, and I want a fucking apology.
No.
Looks like
you
a baby's thumb.
Oh.
Okay. Mrs. Holmes.
I
want to
know, Sal. Did somebody do a welfare check on Sal, please? I'm worried about him. He sounded like he was on the edge of being deceased when he was on the line.
I don't know. Maybe he's fucking dead.
People die too much on this show.
Yeah, I know. It's not my fault. It's not my fucking fault.
This show's a killer.
Amen.
He kills comedy. Every time he starts a show, he's killing comedy.
I'm not saying comedy.
That is true.
Stop fucking asshole.
Reminds me of an old Negro Leagues player named Cumberland. We called him Cum. Sadly, I never did. But, you know, maybe tomorrow's a new day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Last day of Black History Month begins tomorrow. Tomorrow, we got an extra day of Black History Month. Tomorrow's February 29th. Make sure you honor the blacks.
I bet Tony will burn an extra cross. Right, Tony?
No, I don't burn crosses. I'm not racist. I like black people.
You're going to wear that big-ass...
My
that moo-moo, that big-ass white moo-moo that you wear, and like a Klan outfit?
No, I don't wear that. I have black girlfriends.
Tony, how you feeling? Tony, how's a dead man feeling?
Dead man walking.
I feel
Tony,
great.
Tony, time is up, dead man. Time is up, nigga. Time's up, nigga. Time's up.
What's it like living with less than 2 inches
wide?
Big Black History Month, everybody.
Oh, thank you, brother.
F-8-1-4-7-4.
I think this is a never-ending show.
Ave Maria.
Probably a final send-off to Mary Lou.
Da 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 da.
Rest in piss, Kenny. Hello. Hello. My sons. I wanted to say that I will miss the way Kenny used to bring me coffee. But it is sad. Now I will never have coffee again. Goodbye.
Hello? This is Tits McGee. Is Tony there? I got a question for Tony. Tony, the question is, how do you keep the under... underneath your boobs, how do you keep that fresh? Because I got a problem with chafing, and it's almost like a yeast infection. And I constantly have to hit it with powder and various antimicrobial, antibacterials. How do you keep the underneath part of your tits clear? This is Tits McGee, by the way.
Hello?
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 This is Tits McGee, asking questions for Tony Gaga. Over. Hello?
Gosh.
Tits McGee. I got real big boobs. I'm a guy.
You said his name like 14 times, Tony. Are you deaf or just retarded or both? It's McGee.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody that is very familiar. That's what it
sounds
like.
Well, I know it's Tits McGee calls every show.
No, he doesn't
Tits
call
McGee.
It.
So anyway, I've got big man boobs, and I know you have similar tits as well.
Don't
say you don't have the name Tits in your name.
Jason,
I do.
Find out who this is.
This is Tits McGee. Over and out. Calling about boobs. Man boobs.
You sound like another fake dead guy. You sound like Johnny Longfeather. So you sound like...
I suffer from tit microbes growing underneath my boobs.
Hello?
Tits McGee. Calling with tit questions.
I'm done. I'm done with this fucking show. Hang the fucking thing up now, please. I'm done. I'm not doing a show no more. The party's over. The party's over. And stop saying fucking bitch. You are a... Hi! I'm leaving this time for real. I let me find out that you're Johnny Longfeather. Motherfucker, because it's been 3 months since you died. And if you're really you, you're not dead, I'm gonna fucking be very pissed at you. And Donnie, I'm calling you.
Nobody would ever fake your death. Oh wait, Tony Gaga did.
Donnie. Come on.
Hello? I was gonna contact you from the dead. Where are you? You fucking faggot. Hashtag Tony's a faggot.